Assassins by Christopher Edge, Chapter 6. Elliot drummed his fists against the back of an empty workstation. His gaze flicked to each of the team in turn. There's got to be a way that we can stop it, he growled. Come on, how can we kill this worm before it starts World War III? My mind raced as I stared up at the giant plasma screen. As I watched the worm burrowing through the system, the pathways glowing red where it passed, the spark of an idea caught fire in my mind. It was travelling too fast for us to stop it, replicating itself with incredible speed. But if we could make it come to us. I turned back to Elliot. We can't kill it, I told him, but we can trap it. Elliot stared at me in surprise. What do you mean? I quickly stepped over to the empty workstation. Slipping in front of the computer there, I quickly patched it into the mainframe. The same pulsing grid of pathways appeared on my screen. Grabbing a memory stick, I jabbed it into the computer's USB port. This apocalypse worm has been programmed with one goal, I explained, my fingers rattling a chain of commands into the keyboard as I spoke. It won't stop until it's taken down every online game service in the world. But if we shut them down first, then the worm won't have anywhere left to go. Elliot groaned in disappointment. Oh, how's that going to help us? If we try to shut down the Russian and Chinese networks, well, they'll think we're behind the attack. And what for? The worm will just hibernate. And as soon as their servers are switched on again, they'll be toast. I shook my head. We only have to shut them down for a split second, just long enough to bring the worm to us. Elliot narrowed his eyes. What do you mean? I turned towards Gemma. She was staring back at me, intrigued, a faint flicker of hope shining in her eyes. Can you create a mirror site on the elite mainframe computer of one of the gaming sites that hasn't yet been infected? Gemma nodded. I just need to clone the system files. It should only take a minute. Make it seconds, I told her, and we might have a chance at stopping this. In reply, Gemma's fingers raced across the keyboard. Her eyes flicked back and forth as scrolling patterns of indecipherable text scrolled across the screen. The computer unquestioningly carried out her commands. After 10 short seconds that felt like an hour, she glanced up at me with a swift nod of her head. It's done. Wait a minute, Elliot's voice rose in protest. This is crazy. There's no way we can let that worm anywhere near our systems. Think about the damage it could wreak. It won't have the chance. I rapped my knuckles against the side of my computer. When the networks are shut down for a split second, our mirror site will fool the worm into thinking that we were the last video gaming service left standing. If we route its access points through this one machine, then we can trap the worm before it even reaches the mainframe. Deep lines of worry creased Elliot's forehead. If you've got this wrong, his warning was cut off by Rez's anxious countdown. 1 minute left. It's our only chance, said Gemma, her voice taut with urgency. Just give me the order. With a pained sigh, Elliot nodded his head. Gems, get ready to shut the networks down on Luke's command. For a split second only. He fixed me with a cold-eyed stare. I hope you know what you're doing. Breaking his gaze, my eyes flicked down to the computer screen. I could feel the familiar rush of excitement pulsing through my veins. My fingers flew across the keyboard, setting the trap in place. One last command, and I was ready. Glancing up, my eyes met Gemma's, and I saw the same reckless spark that beat in my veins reflected in her eyes. Now! On the giant plasma screen, the shimmering grid flickered out of life. At the same instant, a mirror image sprung into life on my computer. The network's flickering routes and pathways were now almost completely engulfed by a pulsing red tide. The worm turned, heading for the one green hub remaining on the screen, the elite mainframe. In less than a second, it would be inside. I only had the one chance to get this right. As the router flashed, I snatched the memory stick out of the drive. The image of the pulsing network froze on my computer screen. Then, on the giant plasma overhead, the grid of the video game networks spanning the world flickered back into life. Looking up, I breathed out a sigh of relief as I saw the pathways glowing green once more. The worm was gone. As the team broke into cheers, I brandished the memory stick with a grin. The LED light on its side flashed red, the apocalypse worm imprisoned inside. "Nicely done," said Gemma, a grin on her face as wide as my own. "You're an assassin now."